Chapter 12. The YVH-1 is a top-notch war droid with flawless search and identify engineering, the heavy weapons punch of a four-seater blast car, and with the optional laminanium-layered armor, the durability to survive even the most hazardous postings. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the ultimate answer to the invasion of the New Republic. Tendrondo Arms, Yuuzhan Vong Hunter 1. The hulking war droid sprang into view, a skull-headed blur of black and gray camouflage, bouncing across the floor in a dizzying array of evasive flips and mid-air twists. It crashed through a ferrocrete wall that had apparently been erected for just that purpose, dived over a hovering landspeeder, and finished by positioning itself precisely at the entrance of the proving facility. It pivoted exactly 90 degrees left, and clanged to attention in front of the spectator hover sled, then snapped its blaster cannon arm against its chest in salute. With a death's head face and red photoreceptors gleaming in socket mountings as deep as a blaster burn, the droid bore a faint but nightmarish resemblance to the enemy it had been built to destroy. Its wedge-shaped torso, the massive proportions of its system-packed limbs, even the way its armor overlapped at the joints, reminded Leia of a Yuuzhan Vong warrior trapped in a droid's shell. She wondered if Lando's designers had intended the similarity, perhaps to cause judgment lapses by goading their foes into a rage, or if the insult had just been lucky coincidence. In an ultra-deep, ultra-male version of Lando Calrissian's voice, the droid said, YVH-11A reporting all systems functional. Ready to proceed in demonstration mode. Leia rolled her eyes at Lando's characteristic vanity, then looked at Han, who had returned to Coruscant immediately after dropping the Voxen at Eclipse. I don't see why I have to be here. Think of it as a favor. Han nodded toward the front of the hover sled, where Borsk Felya stood flanked by two generals, Garm Bel-Iblis and Wedge Antilles. Borsk wouldn't meet with Lando unless you came. And why is the Chief of State meeting with an arms supplier in the first place? Leia demanded. You know what this is. Han shrugged. They're good droids. As if anyone here were qualified to judge that. Leia was silent for a moment, then said, He's trying to draw me back in. Look, all Lando's trying to do is sell a few droids and help win the war, Han said. I was talking about Borsk. I know, Han answered. But what's wrong with using him for a change? It's politics. I'm done with that. She fell silent as Lando explained he would be demonstrating the YVH's capabilities in the most challenging combat environment of all, the urban battleground. YVH-11A turned and began to stalk down the simulation maze of a fairly modern glass-steel city. The hover sled followed a dozen meters above, where the occupants would have a clear view of the action. Atarak and Meewal were still in Bacta tanks, recovering from their acid burns, or Leia knew they would have insisted on being even farther from the action. Demonstrations of war droids were notorious for going tragically astray. The first test came when a pair of what looked like Yuuzhan Vong quietly stepped into an alley around the corner from 11A. They were armed with amphistaffs and bandoliers of thud bugs. There's nothing to be concerned about, Lando said. They're actually training droids, built off the same frame as the YVH, but programmed with Yuuzhan Vong battle tactics and equipped with emitter packages that mimic enemy heart rates, heat signatures, and odor characteristics. Yuuzhan droids, the ultimate abomination, Bel-Iblis said, grinning. I admire a man who has confidence in his own product. I have confidence in everything I manufacture, Lando said, returning the general's smile. But why do you find that so admirable, in this case?
No particular reason, Bel-Iblis shrugged. I was just thinking of what the enemy will do when they hear you've begun manufacturing them.
Lando's smile grew queasy.
The Yuuzhan droids made it only 3 steps down the alley before 11A sprang around the corner to meet them, the servo motors of his repulsor-enhanced legs hissing slightly as they propelled his enormous mass. One Yuuzhan droid made the mistake of raising his amphistaff, and was immediately struck down by a green blaster bolt. The other was smarter, making a headlong dive and reaching for his bandolier of thud bugs. He actually had a hand on it before 11A's blaster bolt knocked him senseless. For the purposes of this demonstration, 11A's blaster cannon is powered down to a non-lethal setting modulated specifically to paralyze the Yuuzhan droid circuitry, Lando explained. In true combat, 11A would automatically select the energy level needed to annihilate any target up to the size of a coral skipper. We'll see his destructive capabilities in the second part of the demonstration. YVH-11A paused while a remote sensor scan confirmed that he downed his targets. Then he continued along the main avenue. For the next hour, Leia and the others watched the war droid work his way through a broad assortment of combat problems, locating concealed Yuuzhan droids through solid durasteel, tracking multiple escapees and, most impressive to Leia, capturing a trio of Ooglith-masked infiltrators without harming anyone in a crowd of bystanders. The finale came when 11A was ordered into a simulated ambush, simulated because 11A's sensors alerted him to it well in advance, and Lando ordered him in anyway. Of the half a dozen Yuuzhan droids trapped in the cul-de-sac with him, 4 hit him with thud bugs. Only one managed a second strike before being blasted unconscious. By the time 11A's sensors confirmed that he had downed all 6 targets, the bug pits in his laminanium armor were already filling themselves. "Self-healing metals," General Bell Iblis observed. "Nice. Just one of the YVH's many design innovations." Lando's smile was one of genuine pride, more sincere than Leia had seen in decades. "Of course it's impossible to simulate a full-scale battle here. The Yuuzhan Vong would have heavier weapons that we just can't use in a demonstration, but this should provide some idea of the YVH's capabilities. It's totally immune to biological agents, hermetically seals itself in the presence of corrosive chemicals, and the laminanium armor can take a coral skipper plasma ball in the chest without breaching." "How long to repair that?" Wedge asked. "Less than a standard day, but it will need to recharge its power pack and replace its laminanium ingot." Lando signaled to 11A, who drew an appreciative murmur from the generals by riding the repulsor lifts concealed in his feet onto the deck of the hover sled. "If we can proceed to the firing range, 11A will demonstrate his destructive capability." Felia nodded to the pilot droid, and they started across the Mach City toward a distant blast tunnel. "The YVH's primary weapon is the variable output blaster cannon in his right arm," Lando said. "But his left arm can be fitted with a wide variety of weapons, including a 50-missile seeker battery, sonic rifles, heavy lasers." As Lando ticked off the options, Felia motioned for him to continue for the generals, then joined Leia and Han in the back. "Impressive." He addressed himself to both Leia and Han, as though he were only making casual conversation. "I can see an army of these droids defending the New Republic. What would it take? 1 million? 3 million would be better," Han answered, immediately slipping into bargaining mode on his friend's behalf. "There are a lot of Yuuzhan Vong, and these things are bound to make them mad. That's worth something." 3 million? Felia considered the number, then looked to Leia. "That's a lot of laminanium. It would require a great deal of support to push through." Leia had a hollow feeling in her stomach. She had known this moment was coming, since watching the hologram of Felia dressing Noam Anor down in front of the full Senate. And, for a change, she was almost eager to give the Bothan what he wanted. After the destruction of the Speed Queen in the battle at Fraz, the Jedi were taking more of a battering in the Senate than ever. The Chief of State's support would do much to alleviate that, But her feeling as she left the Nirmak Situation Room that day had been unmistakable. The Force was guiding her away from politics, and she had no doubt that the Bothan hoped to bring her back into the Senate as his ally, a move that would both add to his support and give the Jedi an audible voice. It was a sacrifice she could no longer make. The feeling had been too clear. "I'm sure you'll find all the support you need, if you truly believe it's the right thing." The fur around Felia's collar ruffled uncertainly. "What do my beliefs matter? We're talking about the Senate." "The Senate you made," Leia said. "You and those like you. I'm no part of that." Felia's ears flattened, and Leia heard her husband mutter something under his breath. They had talked this over before coming. Han was sympathetic to her determination to have no more to do with the Senate, but in typical Han Solo fashion, he thought she simply ought to fake it. To his way of thinking, all she had to do was smile a few times and make a couple of public appearances with Felia. Then the Jedi would be off the hook. Lando would have enough credits to buy an entire sector, and the New Republic would have the finest droid army in a dozen galaxies. Han just could not understand that to play Felia's game would be to countenance the Bothan's way of doing things, to become a part of the rot that had made the New Republic such a soft target for the Yuuzhan Vong in the first place. After a long pause, Felia cast a meaningful glance at the lightsaber hanging from Leia's belt. "Come now, Princess. You know how this works. I cannot support the Jedi unless the Jedi support me."
"Do the right thing, and you will have their support," Leia said.
Lando and the generals had given up all pretense of discussing the YVH's merits and were now openly eavesdropping.
"I am no longer in the business of making behind-the-scenes deals."
"What a pity, when there is such a need for them to hold the New Republic together." Lando's eyes widened at Felia's acid tone, and he shot Han a look of appeal. Han could only shrug. "Sorry, pal. I promised she'd come, not what she'd say." The hover sled slowed, and began to descend toward the blast tunnel, where several Tendrondo technicians were unloading two huge crates of YVH munitions. Lando rallied with one of his slickest smiles. "No problem, Han. This baby sells itself." He jerked a thumb toward a squad of big human bodyguards rushing to secure the hover sled's landing pad. "When the Chief of State sees what 11A's depleted baradium pellets do to your coral, he'll want a dozen to replace those jokers." From behind them came 11A's ultra-masculine voice. "Remain calm. Seek shelter immediately." The hover sled shuddered beneath the war droid's heavy steps. "This is a military emergency. Seek shelter immediately." It was the same warning the droid had given in the search and identify demonstration, just before disabling three Yuuzhan droid infiltrators as they tried to slip through a crowd of Tendrondo pedestrians. Leia cocked a querying brow at Lando. He shook his head, then moved to intercept the war droid. 11A, the demonstration is over," he said.
"Affirmative. Demonstration completed," the droid replied. "Please seek shelter. There are Yuuzhan Vong ahead."
YVH-11A brushed Lando aside and jerked the pilot droid away from the control column, then jacked into the socket himself. The sled was so close to the landing area that Leia had to step to the safety rail to look down on the bodyguards. They were arraying themselves on all sides of the pad, facing outward as was proper. Once the sled descended, it would take only an instant to spin around and catch the group in a deadly crossfire. The war droid turned the hover sled away from the landing area.
"Calrissian," General Bel Iblis barked. "Enough is enough!"
Leia reached out with the Force, felt nothing from the guards.
"No, Garm," she said. "They're imposters."
YVH-11A laid his arm on the rail and loosed a flurry of blaster bolts.
A pair of Yuuzhan Vong detached the sleeves of their blast armor and turned their shoulders toward the hover sled, and something black and winged shot out of the first warrior's sleeve. YVH-11A continued to bank away. The thing, whatever it was, smashed into the hover sled and nearly flipped it. Four black pincers came through the durasteel floor, ripping a hole, and a beetle-like insect about the size of Leia's arm started to come through. Han, Bel Iblis, and Wedge vaporized it with blaster fire. Another jolt. The hover sled turned on edge and angled down into the simulated city. "Impact imminent," 11A warned. "Brace!" Even cushioned by repulsor lift engines, the crash was a mad and confusing thing. Leia ricocheted off durasteel and dropped face first onto ferrocrete, bodies thudding all around. The hover sled fell against a wall above her, remaining there leaning. Han called out. She reached for him through the force and felt more worry than pain. "I'm fine," she said. "Everyone?" Thalia answered first. "Thankfully, I am unhurt." "Sound and strong," Bel Iblis reported.
"Same here," Wedge said.
Only Lando did not answer. Leia picked herself up and found him crouched behind the overturned sled, watching 11A spray blaster bolts down a one-block street. The whumph-whumph of the droid's blaster cannon sounded somehow all too gentle.
"Lando?"
Leia pulled the lightsaber from her belt. The handle felt familiar enough, but the weapon still seemed a thing in her hand, not at all the extension of herself she knew it should have been.
"Tell 11A to let loose with the heavy stuff."
"Can't. There's a power governor on his weapon systems." Lando sounded almost sick. "With two generals and the chief of state here, we didn't want a chance of programming glitch." "Power governor?" This from both Han and Thalia. "You think I'm not disappointed?" Lando retorted. "An opportunity like this?" Thudbugs began to ping the bottom of the hover sled. "What was he supposed to do in the blast tunnel?" Han asked. "Put on a light show?" "It only takes a second to change a programming card," Lando said. "It's with the munitions." Leia peered around the platform edge. YVH-11A stood in a storm of thudbugs, pouring blaster fire at the assassins and accomplishing nothing against their stolen blast armor. Finally, he gave an electronic bellow and stomped down the street. A pair of Yuuzhan Vong pressed themselves into a doorway and opened their breastplates, each drawing a long, eel-like creature from beneath his armor and throwing it at 11A. The things turned rigid and streaked at the droid, their heads pulsing with white energy, their tails shooting threads of flame. YVH-11A fired twice on the run. The eels exploded. He fired twice more, and both attackers dropped. Then the droid was crashing into the others. Two more fell to his flailing arms, but the rest slipped past, and Han, Lando, and the generals took out another pair with blaster pistols. Wedge stopped firing long enough to shove Han and Leia toward Thalia.
"Take him. We'll hold here."
Han started to object, but Thalia was already fleeing, shouting into his comlink for someone to answer. Judging by the panic in his voice, no one was. Leia grabbed Han and started after the Bothan. Like it or not, Thalia was chief of state. Behind them, another assassin fell. Then Wedge took a thudbug in the shoulder and tumbled into the others. And the last trio of Yuuzhan Vong charged under the hover sled and raced past, 11A stomping into view behind them, still scorching their armor with ineffective blaster fire. The droid's laminanium armor was pitted to the underskeleton, and his circuits were showing. But he kept coming, kept firing even with his allies in front of him. Precision targeting. Seeing the advantage of the situation, Leia ignited her lightsaber.
"Time to make a stand."
"Too dangerous."
The near panic in Han's voice surprised Leia. "You go." He shoved her after Thalia, nearly losing a hand as he reached past her lightsaber, then dropped the nearest Yuuzhan Vong with an impressive under-the-arm shot. Bad timing. A blaster bolt, one of 11A's non-lethal green bolts, caught him in the chest and hurled him into Leia. He dropped, not dead, she could tell, but out, really, really out. She caught her balance and stumbled around to meet the last two Yuuzhan Vong, one slashing at her head, the other slipping past after failure. Leia dropped to a crouch and tumbled backward, using the force to carry her along. A flying somersault would have been better, but she was no dueling master. She rolled to her feet and spun, catching Borsk's would-be assassin across the back. Her ruby blade cleaved him nearly in two, and the smell was sickening. Leia continued her spin and found the last Yuuzhan Vong where she expected, whipping his amphistaff at her legs, also as expected. She blocked low. He dropped his weapon and reached for his utility pouch. Something struck at Leia's knee. She caught it on her blade, saw the amphistaff had reverted to snake form, and flung the thing away. The Yuuzhan Vong's hand was in his utility pouch. Leia summoned the force and kicked with everything she had. The blow caught the assassin square and sent him stumbling back all of two steps. The warrior sneered and withdrew his hand from the utility pouch. Vowing for the thousandth time to spend more time practicing her Jedi skills, Leia hurled her lightsaber at his arm. Still sneering, he pivoted to let it pass, and suddenly found himself folded into 1-1A's laminanium arms. The droid crushed the stolen blast armor like an eggshell, squeezing black gore out onto the ground. "Blaster's ineffectual," he said, stunned and confused. "Alternate tactics required."